I'm at the Learning Without Frontiers conference in London, and I've met Steve Bunce, who's a long-time games-based learning professional person, currently working with Vital in England. Steve, can you tell me a bit about what it is you do?
Well, Vitals was set up in January, and it's a government-sponsored project by the DfE, and basically to look at CPD for teachers. And what we've done, especially in the Northeast, is focused on storytelling and games, because games is an area that I've had experience of, but also has great potential in schools.
What was it that got you interested in games? How did you start off using games in schools?
As a teacher, I used to use a lot of games like Zumbinis and Theme Hospital and these games. Mm-hmm. I could see the potential in them. And from those early games and how we could actually integrate them into the classroom, I realised that other games could be used. But it wasn't actually until recently I started using more the idea of console games, so things like the stuff that using the DSs and the Wiis and things like that. And again, that's partly to seeing stuff going on in the consolarium as an inspiration there.
What do you think has been the best console game that you've used in schools? What's been the most effective one you've seen being used?
A lot of games have been very useful. I talked just about what I've been doing this last month is to using skateboard games. And the skateboard games have the ability to jump in at any point in the game. So it's not like you have to play a lot of the game first to get certain points, even though there is a narrative in there. But also there's...
Which console were you using this with?
Well, this is using with the Wii. There's the Skate It game, which has the ability you can use the balance board, which is good because then you can actually feel your centre of gravity moving around. And also on the PS3, using the Skate 3 games. And again, you can download a lot of the demos on the PS3, which mm-hmm. helps that they can try them out and use them. And then I've also seen online the Kinect game, where there's a Kinect skateboarding game as well. Now, we haven't used that as yet, but I'm coming back to sort of an evaluation. The fact of actually when you are skateboarding, you have to feel yourself moving forwards and backwards and using that sense of balance. That's where I actually quite like the Wii game a lot for that one.
So the kids you've been working with have been using the skate game.
Yeah.
How have you then managed to address any kind of curricular objectives as a result of the gameplay?
In the game itself, there's a lot of language used, which is related to skateboarding, so ollies and nollies and all these other things. And again, even though as a child I used to have a skateboard, this language is very alien to me because it's not words I used to use.
All I learned was a 360 and a 180.
Exactly, yeah. And so within that, the students themselves have brought this literacy to the classroom of these different words. They like the fact that they can use these words they don't use in school ever, and they like that. So things like to come up with definitions of how the literacy levels, literacy things come into it, it's very useful. And then also to be storytelling around these games, so and adventures or things that could happen while they're skating, which really incorporates this language, is links across to literacy.
Did you also link it to the kind of design technology curriculum?
There's potential there in terms of looking at the artwork on the boards themselves, but also in all the games, there's a lot of graffiti references. So we've had a graffiti artist come into the school and work with them on looking at influences like in comic books and other things like that, and then also to come together with drawing artwork, graffiti artwork, and finally come into a session with spray paints and creating a large mural using the spray paints. And that's been phenomenal for this group of children because they really sort of normally benefited from using the spray paints, which you wouldn't normally have access to. But mainly the fact that they can work together and they have to work together is because there is no undo in this. If they spray it wrongly, they have to then correct it and work together on it and appreciate it. And then that's led on to using digital graffiti with the Wiimote and the free spray sort of program.
And just to finish off, Steve, anything that's really caught your eye so far in the conference?
Well, the session just before now, which was actually was about a graffiti artist from America, but he, Evan Roth, and he actually wasn't talking about graffiti and such, but disruptive ways of doing things, and especially things like making little LEDs with magnets on that you could like move around, stick on things, and just basically thinking about the environment and how you can adapt it. It was very inspiration in a very sort of disruptive manner.
I know, it's been good so far. Steve, listen, thanks for your time, and all the best for your future success with Vital.
Thank you very much, Derek.